Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button like it owes you money, to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Thailand Inner Circle. JC has a YouTube channel helping the guys escape America and move to Thailand. He has a consulting business and one-on-one coaching. Plus he has a Telegram group full of guys that can also help. He also teaches you to get into women's inner circles in Thailand, if you know what I mean. But only regular women, because he won't trap you with any ladyboys. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Support him by subscribing to his channel and consider his coaching services. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this Ohio poop shoe tickling bandit has escaped custody and is being hunted by the police. So that's what we're calling struggle snuggle these days. I'm sure his victims weren't laughing after being tickled with his pickle. He was breaking into their homes and tickling them while they were sleeping. Maybe this guy's the cousin of the infamous Illinois Enema Bandit. Up next, many American states want to ban corn, but not automatic boomsticks. My guess is they're trying to get guys to date and marry women and reproduce to keep the fertility rates up. The irony is that in the blue states, the same people that want to ban boomsticks refuse to enforce the laws when it comes to criminals. Also, banning corn to boost fertility rates won't work, because people will use VPNs instead, and South Korea tried this and it didn't work. Why don't they just ban alimony instead? Number three, welcome to Toronto. Tell me you're living in a diverse area with high car theft rates without telling me. Around me, people are starting to put a boot on their Jeeps in the driveway. Even Kias aren't safe from the criminals. And cars with manual transmission get stolen less because thugs don't know how to drive them. Plus, nobody in the United States wants them either. But that's fine, because in Canada, cars are stolen and shipped abroad. Here's the point of view from this unattended Kia. The sign won't help because I doubt this hoodlum is even literate. Moving on, here's the difference between a millionaire's office in 1987 versus today. But I call BS on the bottom picture. Everyone knows there wouldn't be a proper bed frame attached to that mattress. The main reason the millionaire's office looks like that today is probably because of inflation. And also the guy on the bottom probably has millions of dollars in Bitcoin in that drawer. If you think this is bad, then this is what a billionaire's office looks like. Number 5, people say these were the good old days. They weren't. It was cold and snowy and you had to fight Friday night traffic to beat others to Blockbuster, before they ran out of copies of the newly released films that you wanted to watch. Gen Z and Alpha will never know what this experience was like. Who the hell wants hard copy anymore in the age of watching movies while sitting on your toilet? The past is not as good as many like to remember it. Up next, Bailey says she makes cute babies. Actually, your baby makes you undateable. Someone in my comment section asks, what hurt worse during birth? The head or the ankle monitor? To me, this just looks like a picture of Fiona and Shrek. Looks to me like Mama here wants to date and make some upgrades to help little Aiden here. Number 7, the U.S. House passes a defense bill that automatically registers all men 18 to 26 for the draft. They're doing this because men aren't willingly joining the military. So if that continues, they might need to bring in the draft and make it fair by selecting from all men aged 18 to 26 in America. They tried doing the same thing for women, but I hear they went back on it. Women would protest this and would not let it happen to them because they're always the victims. Moving on, it's that look you get when you come home from a long day at work and she says, are you not going to spend time with me? This is why it's better to go your own way. She needs attention and you need to get your aggression out by gaming. Her needs come first, and if you don't make them a priority, then you don't get any treats in the bedroom later. She'll give you the cold shoulder if you keep on gaming and give her the cold shoulder. Number 9, Greta says that she's now selling her own milk to help save the planet. If this were real, a lot of guys would be conflicted right now. It's like visiting the Down syndrome dairy. Odds are that this would bring in at least some of the boys back to the yard. But I thought that the elite said that cows pollute too much. Isn't this a contradiction? I've had it up to here with all the green propaganda. I'm still waiting for her to start selling her cow farts in a jar. Up next is a woman that just wants a man that's stable, peaceful, and loyal. And that looks don't matter. One guy says, well, if only she had thought like this before she became a single mother and got more pricks in her than a pincushion. Of course, she still expects that men be good-looking in addition to all the new things that she just mentioned. Looks like box wine and cats forever for this female. while her kids grew up without a real male role model. Number 11, speaking of single moms, here's one that dates, but she doesn't date single dads. Of course she doesn't, because those dads can't devote all of their time and resources to her children the way she wants them to. She's just being super selfish. This is prime gold-digging behavior. She's not even attractive and has a masculine profile and receding hairline. But even with all her tough talk, I still see her dating married dudes. Moving on, remember guys, you too deserve to gold dig and date women who can support you financially regardless if you're a single father or not. Drizzle drizzle. With all the strong successful boss bitches out there, isn't it about time that we started taking advantage of all the hard work and money they've made and have them support us for a change? It's only fair now that women in their 20s are making more than men in their 20s. Number 13, Henry Cavill reveals that he's going to be a dad. But why does there look like there's defeat in his eyes? Does that mean less gaming time for him or something? Or possibly no Warhammer? Luckily, he was smart and didn't get married. But you know that behind the scenes, she's going to pressure him to do so at some point. If not, she might leave with the kid and demand child support money in the 5-digit-a-month range. He just better make sure that the kid is his. Up next, this woman is holding up a book that says why women have better sex under socialism. Is this book supposed to make men into communists or something? I'm sure that under communism, the gulag guards will call on her at least 10 times a day. So she will get more sex. I hope that's what she meant. Better Bachelor says that under communism, there's no food, not much art, hobbies, or electricity. It's probably the only thing that she actually can do. Then again, even in the Soviet Union, the fertility rate crashed. Number 15, this woman rejects all 5,000 boyfriend applications after making men fill out 15 question forms. Of course she doesn't want a man. She expects a god. She also probably convinced a bunch of simps to sift through these reports for her. Then again, I don't think anyone read any of them. I think she just got a cheap dopamine rush thrill from having all those men compete for her. With women like this, I see population decline accelerating for humans. But not cats, that is. Moving on, this seems to be how every far-left liberal girl looks after getting the worst haircut in recent history. At least they do this so we can spot them at a distance and avoid them without them even realizing it. I call this look the mullet light. They also dyed a terrible color to make themselves more easily identifiable. It takes a lot of work and money to look this bad. Number 7 is Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, just firing up the Barbie to prove that he's just like you. Meanwhile, he might want to hold off on putting that cheese on that uncooked burger, unless he wants some loose stools later in the evening. Also, the full gas isn't even on, only the warmer bun in the middle. Also, he's Jewish, so putting meat and milk products together isn't exactly kosher. Maybe that's why he put those there, to signal that he's not one of them. Up next, women really saw their husbands come back from 12 hours of work, tired and miserable, and thought, gee, I want to do that too. Some say it was only a small percentage of women that joined the workforce that convinced the rest to go in that direction, and then dragged them down that path. I think it was boredom and social isolation at home that drove them mad enough to go work. As soon as jobs with AC and presentations became a thing, women went off to work. Number 19, the boomers criticize kids today with all their dumb participation trophies making the generation weak. This meme says that Ike was a boomer, and no he wasn't. But the tool on the right most certainly is. And look at all the awards he received while losing wars, and Ike won World War II and he barely has any. The bigger the failure, the greater the number of trophies and medals that you see on these guys that never actually fought a war. Moving on, is it true what they say that women who have nose piercings like this have at least a 50 body count? Yes, and by the age of 19, no doubt. Is it also true that a nose ring signals that a woman is for the streets? One guy in the comment section says his girlfriend has a nose ring, and he's the only guy she's ever been with. Another guy pipes in and says that odds are you're probably the girlfriend in the relationship. I think nose rings are like women's commemorative ring for reaching the 50 level. Kind of like the generals with their medals for wars that they lost or never fought. Number 21, apparently toxic Star Wars fans are the franchise's biggest problem. Disney says we didn't make it for the fans. The fans didn't show up, and then they ask, why are the fans racist? The fans no longer watch the new woke Star Wars. They checked out a long time ago. I've been a lifelong Star Wars fan and didn't bother watching either Andor or The Acolyte. I checked out halfway through Ahsoka. Even good reviews for Andor didn't bring me back to that particular franchise. Up next, someone says that they really hope this is them at 70. Him with his soulmate eating a really big pizza. All I see is what was once a woman looking scared with her poodle haircut and a man that looks very unhappy. He's probably thinking to himself, the pizza tastes weird. Maybe if I got rid of her, the pizza would taste better. He's probably thinking this because his bitter old bag of a wife is treating him terribly over the last few years. Number 23, this article is titled, If You're Having Surgery, You'll Fare Much Better If You Get a Female Doctor, study says. If you wanted to die, sure. But seriously, my last surgeon was a female, and I didn't have any pain after the surgery and during the recovery process. She did an excellent job. Never base qualifications on race or sex. Base them on experience and good quality work. Doctors have reviews online. Read them before having surgery, and change the surgeon if you're not happy with who you actually have. Moving on is a woman that says she went from being fat to fabulous. Even her nose looks skinnier. I think she had work done to it. It's quite the transformation in only 15 months. Looks like a great ad for either a Zempic or for gastric bypass surgery. I just had to be a stinker and switch up the order for the thumbnail of this video. Now she just needs to have those tattoos and talons removed and put on a sundress, and she would look normal and her children would call her mommy. Number 25 and the last one, looks like The Acolyte took the trophy for the worst audience review Star Wars production of all time. Even worse than the holiday special. Just when you think Disney Star Wars can't sink any lower, somehow it does. Everything that diversity, equity, and inclusion touches turns to poop. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.